This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Shock Barry and Nick with you until 4, 713-780-3776. Get after it on Twitter at Shock975. At Barry is funny, at the producer Nick. 7 days, 4 hours, 57 minutes, and assorted seconds until the NFL draft.
Yeah.
What do you guys think the Texans should do at quarterback?
Chris from Beaumont wants to know if we're talking draft today.
No.
No. I'm not ready yet. No. There's going to be plenty of that starting Monday.
I don't even know.
I broke down defensive backs with Barry Warner this morning.
Did you? I don't even know if you need God to do it the rest of the week. Other than to say, hey, it's Friday, Thursday, the draft is here.
Yeah, I'm thinking Monday. I'm thinking even, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday. Let's devote a couple of segments to the draft. But honest to God, what is it that I'm going to tell you, or Shock's going to tell you, or Nick's going to tell you, or even tomorrow or after the show? What is it that you haven't already heard?
I've been watching a lot of video.
I'll tell you one thing. All right, I'm going to talk draft, but it's not going to be Texans, but tough. You're going to have to deal with it. Okay. This is how it's getting wild out in these draft streets, y'all. It's getting wild. This was an actual article. This is how you know you've heard everything about the draft and that there is nothing else for the talking heads to talk about. CBS.com has a 2017 NFL mock draft. Browns walk away with best player and QB in draft after trade. This is the proposed trade, the CBS suggests. With the 49ers, the Browns would trade their number 12, number 33, number 108, and a 2018 second-round pick to pick up the 49ers' second overall pick.
Completely feasible.
And draft Myles Garrett first and then Mitch Trubisky second.
I had mapped that out 4 months ago.
It's getting wild. Shut up.
I did. I had that exact.
It's getting wild. Yeah, you and that one guy that said the Browns would trade for Brock.
Exactly.
It's getting wild out in these draft streets. We're now saying the Browns are going to go 1-2.
You and Mayock figured that out, Mike?
Yeah. We did. While we were talking about hips.
You were having chicken fingers and drinking Snapple.
We were discussing hip movement.
The angles.
Not many things more uncomfortable than if you happen to accidentally be watching the Combine. And Mayock starts talking about a guy's hips.
He's got tight hips.
I'm like, are you looking for a mate? What the hell's going on, man? That said, hi Tyler. That said,
yeah. What is? Why is he making
is
it
he
weird?
Talking to you guys?
What's the deal with people coming into the studio? Looked like he was on the run. I really don't understand why people come in the studio while we're on the air working. I'm being a professional here.
I heard Todd McShay say this morning, though, this is the time of year, what I think he calls it, crusty scout time, where these guys have been on the road for 6-7 months doing nothing but scout guys. They've been sitting in the dark watching tape. Their corneas are probably burnt out at this point.
Sick of it. Just over there grunting. Like a Clipper scout.
Yeah. Ugh. Almost to a man. They're all of the opinion this is a time of year where they're starting to just nitpick at dudes and figure out reasons why not to take them.
They're literally, I feel like this kind of article is just to, it's like, hey, this is so stupid and dumbass wild, but if it happens, how smart are we going to look? I mean, think about it, though. Honest to God.
Just listen for a second.
Yeah. Look.
Hear me out.
Look.
Just say the Patriots redrafted Aaron Hernandez. Just theoretically.
You think he hangs around for this? Okay.
Stay with me here.
That was not appropriate.
I think I'm on to something.
Like, I don't, yeah, I feel like the one guy on Reddit that mentioned the Browns could go out and get Osweiler's contract in a second round pick, and I think he said third or whatever, but I feel like that's what they're trying to do now. This is the most ludicrous thing to suggest that the Browns move up to two after they already have one and mortgage half of their draft stock. Like, they don't have holes to fill.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's insane.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, the good news for the NFL world is that this evening at 7 p.m., they can take a break from talking about the draft for just a little while because the NFL, on the NFL Network, at 7 p.m. Central, will be broadcasting a special announcing everybody's schedule for 2017.
Oh, great.
So, I mean, we've already known for weeks now who's on everybody's schedule. I mean, if you follow the rotation from year to year, you kind of already know.
Yeah.
But tonight you get to find out how many primetimers you get, you know, when your bye week is. Are your games on Sundays?
How many national games, and everyone can bitch about they don't get enough respect. Every team, not named the Patriots, can bitch about not getting enough
over
national respect.
Over under on Texans primetimers. What do you think? I will set it
one and
at,
a half.
I'll set it at three.
You set it at three?
Yeah.
Knowing that they have Tom Savage as quarterback?
Yep. But knowing they also have J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney. It's not always about the quarterback. It's not always about the quarterback.
Really? I thought that's what this whole league
was about.
You've
got Clowney and you've got Watt that are extremely marketable and will get eyeballs. I think
if you're saying three, which you should always add the half if you're going to do the over under. But
three and a quarter. 3.25.
What are they going to show a quarter? The first quarter of a game?
Sometimes they'll do a live look in. You know, they'll join it in progress after your game is over.
You got me there. I'll take the under.
Take the
three
under?
And a quarter. Yes.
I'm taking the over.
You're gonna say three and a half? You're gonna say three and three eighths?
Sure.
Think 3 3/8? They're gonna show a quarter and a half over three.
Now we think we know, according to reports, New England will open up against the Chiefs on the first Thursday night. There's a sexy matchup already. Alex Smith versus Tom Brady. Get you some of that. Right? No? Washington hosting the New York Football Giants in the Thanksgiving nightcap. Does that get your engine raring?
Say it again.
Washington hosting the Giants.
Oh, now that's
Thanksgiving
the one
night.
I want to see.
Some smash mouth NFC East football.
Eli and his quote game worn stuff. Quote.
Yeah.
No.
And then there also reports are likely saying, they are saying that likely Atlanta will open up Sunday night football in their new digs.
Oh, great.
So that's what we know.
Yeah.
That's the breaking news.
I want to go back. I want to go back real quick.
Please.
To this outstanding, well-thought-out draft, mock draft with scenario of the Browns moving up to two. In that piece, this magnum opus of mock drafts,
right.
this beautiful, they have the Texans. So if you think that was a good idea and you think it's plausible and you buy in that their draft mock draft might be accurate, you probably aren't going to enjoy, yeah. You're not going to enjoy 25 what the Texans take. This mock draft has them taking Davis Webb from California.
I had him.
Quarterback.
In my 1.0. My 1.1, I'm sorry.
You're 1.14439. Yeah. My 3.14, whatever pi is.
Isn't Mayock less than 20% draft accurate anyway?
None of them are. The 20 would be a genius.
This is the feedback.
It's like 6%.
If you got
isn't
one
it?
Out of five correct, that makes you a genius.
This is the feedback. Number 25, Houston Texans take Davis Webb, QB California. Nightmare scenario here for the Texans with the top three quarterbacks off the board. It's hard to imagine them not taking one in this draft, though.
They're not taking one.
So why
not
would
early.
They take Davis Webb in the second round and draft a tackle in the first round? Garrett Bowles, they have going 26. If the Texans draft Davis Webb and don't draft like Garrett Bowles or a tackle or anyone else, they're idiots.
They don't like his hips. It was about hips and thigh measurements at the combine.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I wonder if they his toes are too short. Like, we're not going
to
get
No, they
this
tend
guy.
To stand for whatever reason, they tend to stay in that torso area.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if left is slightly bigger than right. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I don't know if he dresses on the wrong side.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if they did that? Like, well, he's got long toes, so his foot movement isn't quite as swift
but
as the
But then Barry also
toed.
Said that he thought Davis Webb had too much ass.
Was that a thing?
Yeah, that was in your draft research.
No, I thought you were talking about Barry Warner.
That's what I thought
at
first.
You said he had too much ass. That's what I heard you
that's
say.
That's not true.
But that's
never
for the Barry
Lamb, and
I guess par for your course.
By the way, the guy that wrote this genius mock draft, Will Brinson.
Oh, I know of Will Brinson.
I know Will Brinson.
Do you?
Wait, we go way back, me and Will Brinson.
Yeah, old Will.
We played golf together.
Will the Bill Brinson, the shill. All right.
817 with a bit of logic. If Cleveland does that trade, why wouldn't they just have picked Wentz last year?
It's
Cleveland's going to Cleveland, and there's no going back in time. All I can say as an auxiliary member of Bleeding Green Nation, thank God.
Yeah? You happy with Wentz?
I love Carson Wentz.
Okay.
He's like the little brother that I have, but if I had another one, it'd be him.
You wouldn't talk to him as much?
Maybe not.
Okay. Because he's redheaded, right?
Redhead stepchild. He's like the redheaded stepchild I've ever had. Let's take a quick break. 713-780-3776. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. No Joel, he's on vacation. Mike Liebeschock filling in for Joel along with myself, Barry, and Nick Sciarra. But hey, check this out. This Thursday is opening day at Constellation Field. The Blitz is kicking off the party with a live broadcast from the stadium. Come hang out with Fred and AJ for the pregame chatter and win some station gear, a.k.a. swag. Tickets start as low as $8 with free parking. What?
Say what?
It's affordable family fun. Log on to Sugarland Skeeters and get your tickets today. $8 and free parking. That's a hell of a deal.
Anytime there's free parking, that's got to be a good deal.
You can just throw the kids in the pool and ignore them. I mean, like, make sure they can swim first or at least put floaties on there. By the way, never put floaties on a kid's feet. That's all. They go, that's the arms. Then they get upside down, and that's not good.
I like how you're giving parenting advice right
now. You like that?
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I'm here for the people and the kids. And, yeah, so don't put the floaties on the feet. That's the lesson from your old pal.
Shock lives in a barn.
From your old pal, Uncle Barry. Yeah. My niece calls me Uncle Birdie.
Why?
Because she can't say, Barry.
Barry. Yeah, I get it.
But she's like 24 now. That's not cool.
Are you hating on kids who wear swimming accoutrements?
No, I said don't. We were talking about the Blitz is going to be at Constellation Field for the Skeeters opening day, and I was like, yeah, you can $8 and free parking. You take the kids, you throw them in the pool, put floaties on them if they can't swim. And by the way, don't put floaties on their feet. You put them on the arms. Otherwise, they end up upside down.
It was a public service announcement. When I worked as a lifeguard, when a car pulls up and five kids get out and they all already have on their goggles and mask and flippers and floaties and life preservers and stuff. I mean, they get out of the pool ready. It's like the kids who wear their gear to the baseball game.
Right.
Cleats, uniform, eye black.
Yeah.
Like batting good gloves. To go,
snorkel on in the van.
Seeing this tweet from Jason Sobel at ESPN, another back surgery for Tiger. It's going to be his fourth.
Damn.
I think the next one's free. I don't know. When you go in for that,
they
give you a punch card.
Yeah, it's just a spine. Like the stamp is a spine.
Or you get like a dessert.
What?
A free appetizer or something.
That would suck.
With your next one.
All these spine surgeries. You don't get like a free, what are those things? Those machines you get on. I have one too. It's you never seen those? Where it's this board. It looks like a stretcher or whatever else flat boards
are
called.
What sorcery are you doing at your house?
I'm a wizard. Oh my God. But what the hell is it called? It's an inversion machine or an inversion table. That's what it is. You basically, it's this thing that's kind of leaning at a 45 degree angle. And you get in, you lock your ankles in.
Oh, yeah.
And then you basically flip upside down like a Batman, and you hang there. And the first time I did it, I didn't read the instructions.
Oh no!
And I hung there for like 10 minutes. And when it tells you, did you pass out? Yeah, almost. I was like, "Woo! It's getting dark."
Hey, that's what happened. Your buddy at the game last night.
It's getting dark.
Spent too long on the inversion table. Well,
yeah, but like. I get off and I'm like, boy, that thing is a killer. And then I'm like, I read the instructions and I was like, maybe start off like only like a quarter inverted for a minute. And I went full inversion for 10. I'm pretty sure my spine separated over that span.
You were only 5'2 then. You grew at 5'8 now?
I did. I am 5'8.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
This is some like medieval tortured
Come
device
on, bro.
Of some
I'm 5'10. I'm a tall really ass 5'10? Dude. Yeah, I think. Somewhere.
I'm 5'9, and I think I'm taller than you, Barry. I'm just saying.
We're height buddies.
We're height buddies?
I'm 5'10-ish.
Are you?
I might be.
No, you're taller than
My
that.
First driver's license said 6 foot.
Did it?
And I'm not in that galaxy.
I always wanted to say 6 foot. But
yeah, me too. I've always wanted to be a 6-footer.
You can't pull that off, though. You can't say that. There's something about that line. Even if you're 5'11 and a half, like you can say
people
6 foot.
Like, nah, you're not 6 foot.
If I was 6 foot, though, I'd still say 5'12 just to see what people thought, like if they could do the math. Or if I was 6'1, I'd be like, how tall are you? Oh, I'm 5'13.
5'13.
What is that? Yeah, I would do that. But I always felt like 6 foot was the, you know, that line where you become a real man.
It's like me saying I'm 546 months old.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you'll be proud. In addition to watching Rockets last night, watching the Wizards, I was flipping between 5 different baseball games last night.
Okay.
And it was my first chance to really focus on any baseball, really, but I was watching a few innings of the Astro stuff, and I completely get where you guys are coming from about all the would-be Ric Flairs in the stadium. And that place
asked me if we were going to bring it up, and I told them no.
That place was – I'm not going to say what, but I'm watching, and I'm like, and I'm thinking – this is stupid.
It is.
And
it's super dumb.
And Reddick had just hit the bomb, unfortunately.
That started it.
I'm like, oh, man.
You know, the thing, the Astros play a part in it, though. Because when the last time I was there, I heard the PA guy play it, the Ric Flair, and it pissed me off.
Are they putting him up on the Jumbotron or whatever?
I don't know. It was just the audio. I didn't see, because I can't see the Jumbotron from the press box. It's kind of a weird angle. Mm. But I heard it, and I thought, oh, hell, here goes. And sure enough, these idiots try to get it started again. It's the worst thing.
I wonder how long before Reddick's walk-up music is the theme from 2001.
You think?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. If he, like, rolled up in a robe.
Well, he's coming in to
a sequin robe.
He's coming into Steve Austin now, right?
Stone Cold?
Yeah.
I guess.
I think he is. And that would be great if he just came in and, like, he had two, like, rosin bags that he smashed together like beers. Dumped them on his
sunflower seeds all over the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is he crosses home plate and like he's high fiving the next guy and then whoever's in the on deck circle and you could hear it audibly.
Really?
Him doing it, which just starts all the clones out in the stand doing it all over again. 713 said everyone needs to do that when Fred and AJ are at the Skeeters game tomorrow night.
Oh my God. They must have been bitching about it yesterday.
Oh, they have.
I've bitched about it a couple times myself and I've sworn that I can't. I will stop going to games if it doesn't stop.
Really?
Yeah, because it will drive me
insane.
Anyone
in the press box doing it?
No. Everyone's pretty professional up there.
That'd be kind of funny.
Even the old Sir Stinky Fingers won't do it.
I'll just hear Barry Warner doing it.
Yeah. Woo! Woo, shalom!
Woo! Yeah.
That would be him, too. Speaking of the Astros,
yeah,
I was looking at week 2 power rankings.
Ruh-roh.
And suck it, everyone else in baseball. Astros managed to claim the number one spot in the power rankings.
Nice.
Overtaking the Chicago Cubs, the Baltimore Orioles, and who else fell? The Washington Nationals. Astros move up from number 5 to number 1. Cubs drop from 1 to 2. Orioles move up from 4 to 3. So there's your top three in baseball, and they credit a lot of it to Altuve. And, yeah, as Altuve goes, so goes the Astros, really.
I wonder why they
Springer
don't. Oh, because there's three. I mean, people should start the crap like they do in the NFL. Astros first 10-win team in Major League Baseball.
Oh,
but
hell.
You've got Colorado and Arizona as well.
Oh, what was that? Who?
Houston, Colorado, and Arizona.
I'm sorry, what was that second one again?
Arizona.
No, the second one.
Colorado.
Yo, okay. All right, just check it.
Take that for data.
I like it. Bro, is that going to be my new catchphrase whenever stats are given out by me?
Looking at your face and see how excited you are? Probably,
yes.
Yeah.
By the way, Kirsten said I was being extra today.
Which means?
I don't know. These kids today in their lingo.
I think there's something to be said for someone who calls someone else extra.
Me too.
You know?
Like
fiery is probably the word we would use.
You know, what's wrong with being in a good mood and having a little fun on whatever today is? What is today, Thursday? On a Thursday. 420. Why can't I be in a good mood? I've gone 4 days without Diet Coke, and I have energy left. You should be thankful. You should be glad I don't come in here like I'm a Clippers scout.
It's just her being basic.
Yeah.
That's all that
if
is.
If I'm extra, she could be basic, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. She wields a lot of power. I got to be nice to her.
Tyler Scott on Twitter says, I'd be fine with it if people only used it when trying to rally a... No.
No, I'm not fine
because
with it.
Because your Ric Flair, whatever that is, isn't helping things. I don't think it's one of those motivational tools that is going to drive your team to, you know, come back from a three-run deficit in the late innings. It's not going to push your reliever through a bases-loaded one-down situation.
Guess what? It doesn't matter at all. It just pisses normal people off.
Unless you've got Arn Anderson coming in with a steel chair and taking out Kershaw, it's not going to work.
Now, here's where I would allow it. If...
No. After the game. After a walk-off.
No.
After the game is over.
And when I'm in my car and driving home.
And they're all mobbing each other at the plate and throwing ice at each other, putting eyes out.
Here's what I want. If Josh Reddick hits a game-winning walk-off home run.
On the road.
No.
Well, with me walk-off on the
road. Let me finish, Chuck. He's walking to the plate doing the flare strut.
I wonder if he'd remember
then
to do
it. Then the whole crowd could woo with him as he crosses his own plate flare strut style. Are you with me?
I wonder if he'd remember to do it in that situation.
He would totally forget, wouldn't
he? That one Prince Fielder walk-off where he jumped on home plate and exploded everyone else. Like they all fell like there was like a bomb. That was awesome.
When he was
a Brewer.
I didn't see
that. Yeah, they all lined up in a circle around the plate. He jumps on home plate and everyone just...
Oh, God. See? Why isn't there more of that in baseball?
That'd be a 15-yard penalty in the NFL.
You think so?
Yeah.
To me, the best highlight is the belt buckle dismantling, or the buckle, or the belt.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it?
Fielder.
Fielder.
Yeah, it was Prince Fielder.
And there's
his belt just
Kendrys Morales, who blew out his ACL, stomped on the plate on a walk-off. He had like a walk-off slam.
Did he?
Stomped on the plate and blew his... Yeah, he was out for a year.
Yeah. I would be all right with Reddick doing the Ric Flair strut, which, by the way, no one does a better Ric Flair woo or strut than Liebeschaw. Not even going to lie. No, that's not it. His Harry Carey, top of the line, and his Ric Flair, top of the line.
It's all right.
It's the facts.
Let's take a quick break. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776, call and or text. We did get a text in that at least last night they were using Also Sprock Zarathustra. That's the theme from 2001 for Reddick's walk-up music.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
a long walk-up.
Because Julian Morales was saying, yeah, that is. Because Julian Morales was saying that he was using Stone Cold Steve Austin. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if Julian Morales doesn't know crap about wrestling and got confused. Hmm. Now, she might know wrestling. I don't know. But that could be the case as well.
You know, he's from Victoria.
Who?
Stone Cold.
So I won't tell you why. I didn't know he was from Victoria.
Yeah, he's from Victoria. He just sold that big ass ranch out there too. That
like Victoria, Texas.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
No, yeah, there's
Victoria,
a lot of dudes
Victoria,
from here.
British Columbia.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't know where.
Yeah, I mean, they always build him from
Come on,
there.
Nick, keep up.
And he had that Broken Skull Ranch. You ever see that show? It was one of those reality competitive shows. I don't remember what channel it was on. But it was him out there with a bunch of guys or a bunch of girls competing against each other. And a lot of boot camp on steroids type stuff. I just saw an interview with him where the reason he wasn't at WrestleMania this year is because he was in the process of selling this gigantic ranch. I don't know if it's the same one. Something like 2,100 acres.
Wow. That's huge.
And it didn't look like it was plantable, I mean, from what you see on TV. So
yeah.
Maybe just someone needs dirt. I don't know.
JJ tweeted to me, said, I've met Ric Flair numerous times, and even he would be annoyed by all the damn
wooing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know he would. He'd be like, all right, guys, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. Because I'm sure it pisses him off when he's in the middle of a match or game or whatever the hell they call it.
No. A skit?
A fight. A skit. When they're doing one of their little skits.
Your main event skit of the evening.
Yeah, what do they say? Do they
match.
Say match?
Match. Your main event. Well, you're matching A against B.
Just call it a play.
Yeah. I told you I met Flair and Kevin Sullivan at a gas station. I was taller than both of them. They're not very big. They were very broad, but they were not very tall.
I was equally surprised when I saw Kurt Angle in person. I thought he'd be taller, but he's not.
No. Well, Olympic wrestler, too. I mean, yeah, he's this little squat dude.
Plus, he kind of like, I guess because he had so many back or neck surgeries or whatever.
He's all question marked?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I bet Ric Flair's forehead looks just horrendous.
Like a map? Like a topographical map?
Yes.
They said
it got clawed by a badger or something. just a mess.
I think the joke was if you looked at him hard, he would start gushing. Him and Dusty Rhodes both.
Right? Yeah. Because of the cuts?
Look like interstate map of Texas, Arkansas.
You got to really love your sport. Your profession.
Your profession.
To go in there and cut yourself with a razor blade on the forehead over and over again. Who just went yad?
Woo!
Is that Correa?
Nope.
Bro, I will.
I think it's him. Is that your boy?
No, that's Mariznick. Whoa, Mariznick going deep.
Oh, ding, ring the bell.
Somebody check him for PEDs. That ain't right.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, 346 says Stone Cold is from Edna, not Victoria. They always build him from Victoria.
Oh, well.
I guess announcing Edna, Texas doesn't sound as
They
as
also
great.
Said Crusher Khrushchev was from Russia.
He's from Moscow.
No, he's not.
He's probably from Texas, too.
No, he's probably, from Poland or...
I think a bunch of those dudes build from Texas. Shawn Michaels from San Antonio, Undertaker.
Because they always wore Texas.
They always made it like Death Valley or something.
Of course.
Was it Dick Murdoch was from Waxahachie?
Yes.
The Wyndhams were all from here. Mulligan was from
the Von Erichs were all from
Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
They built him as Dallas. That's kind of cool.
Is it?
I guess.
Is it? Hey, look at all these grown-ass men.
There's no one from Brownsville Station, Texas.
They never had Conroe. I wonder why. That's a bunch of horse bleep. From Conroe, Texas.
Luling, Texas.
Yes, that would be all the what are the ones that come out?
Family works at Bucky's.
What are the dudes that like the crappy wrestlers that always get beat? They always their tights are always too big.
I think they're now referred to as developmental talent.
Is it? They always had the feathered hair parted down the middle and the big ass tights.
When's the last time you watched wrestling? 30 years
ago? The whack ass wrestling boots. They're the ones that are like from Willis, Texas, Bobby Smith. It's like, all right, this match is going to last 3 minutes, and then here comes Ric Flair fighting a dude.
West Palestine, Texas.
It's the worst.
West Palestine.
Yeah.
Not to be confused. Okay,
don't ask me why I was doing this research. I'll just answer because internet. But did you know that Nelly is from Austin?
No.
That cannot be true.
Absolute fact.
Cannot be true.
If it's not, I will punch Shock in the face. It is a fact. It'll be a wrestling punch,
though. First one is free.
No, it'll be a wrestling punch. I'll just stomp it.
Okay.
And pretend. Yes, Nelly is from Austin. Everyone assumes he's a Saint lunatic. No, he just kept Austin weird.
So Wikipedia says he was born in Austin for sure.
Yeah, he's
so maybe
born
he
in
is.
Austin.
Maybe
that's what I said. That came up because I added just a little quick note, and I think I even tweeted this, but I was just remembering how Nelly had everyone talking like idiots for a couple years. Remember? Yeah. Remember how everyone, I always said der.
Right, her.
No, you didn't, a-hole. You just started that because of Nelly. And then like Chingy and Jay Kwan were coming out doing it. And then all of a sudden that was not cool anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But for like a year and a half, like everyone I knew would say that from Houston. I'm like, you're not from St. Louis, please. And take the Band-Aid off your face, for goodness sake.
Now they're saying
you look
that
like a moron.
Nelly was born in Austin. His dad was in the military.
Then when he was 7, he moved.
Yeah, so he grew up in St. Louis.
I don't care. Born in Austin. You never hear it. Did you know that?
Would you say that if you had no memory of ever being there? I mean,
he was 7. Yeah, I remember where I was at 7. I would remember...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you were born there, and especially if you're from a military background, you could very well be moved 4 months after you're born. And that's just the nature of it sometimes. Let's say you moved from Austin to San Francisco. Where do you say you're from? At a very young age. Like, what's the age cutoff for you being able to change where you're from?
You're always from one spot. You're always from where you were born.
Really?
Yes. Now, you could be living by way of...
I was born in Germany.
Like
I'm
when
not
you see,
from Germany.
Well,
though.
Like Derek Lewis was born in New Orleans, but he's
right.
He, so they'll say, you know, from New Orleans by or he's fighting out of Houston, Texas by way of New Orleans.
I don't think ever in my life I would have ever said from
Maryland
by way of West Germany. I don't think I would ever have said that in
the
years.
But you're from West Germany. That's
no,
where you
I'm
were
not.
Born. Yeah, you are.
Oh my God.
You grew up in
where
Maryland.
Are you from? Germany.
You grew up in Maryland, but you are
what
from.
What happened to your accent?
You look German.
Technically, well, I won't say it. I'm going to try to go a day without referencing genitals.
You just did.
No, I didn't say the words. I didn't say the words. It's safe for the kids. You're from where you're born. You grew up maybe somewhere else. This is science, Shock. Don't make this difficult. It's a basic scientific fact.
What if you're born on a plane? Over a transatlantic flight.
Then you are from
the ocean?
Where was Aquaman from?
Aquaman, yeah. Atlantis?
You're from Atlantis. That's it.
I'm from the clouds.
If you were born in a plane, you got bigger problems.
I'm from the clouds.
Yes.
Where are you from? The sky.
Let's do it.
Brad, you want to talk wrestling? We've opened the Pandora's box. Once again, welcome to Usual Suspects.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I was just tuning in, and I know they were talking about the Ric Flair thing earlier, doing all the woos and everything, but funny I'll mention it, because I met the guy back, I think it was when WrestleMania 25 was here. Ah, man, whole weekend, I think I was only sober maybe 2 hours. The whole weekend.
Nice. He strikes me as the kind of guy that would party a little bit.
So how did your encounter with the Nature Boy go?
Oh, it was fantastic. I was just standing talking with a couple other people, and then I feel these hands on my shoulders. It's like squeezing my shoulders. I was like, who is this grabbing me? Then I turn around, and it's him, and he was just trying to pass by with Greg the Hammer Valentine and JBL, I think. And then, you know, he passes on by, talks to me, and then kind of like in that Joe Green Coke commercial moment, I was like, hey, Nate.
He threw you his
and
tights.
Turns around, yeah. And then I said, woo!
Oh.
And he's like, I got my eye on you, so I got free alcohol from him.
I thought maybe he took off his trunks and threw them to you.
Hey, kid. Just Ric Flair.
Good stuff, Brad. Thanks for the call. At this point in
that's
life,
hilarious.
To me, it would be a greater story to have met Greg the Hammer Valentine. At this point.
Right?
Because that's a guy. He's one of those glitch in the matrix guys where you're not sure whether he's dead or not. I could have sworn he died. No, he's very
I'm
much
so
alive.
Bad at that. I mean, literally, I was talking about Manute Bol the other day. I had no idea he had passed away. Like, none.
Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Listen,
alive.
I got in trouble with the Rockets lady, Jenny, because I was making fun of one of their
Jenny.
People on
their
Twitter.
Stats guys.
Yeah, the stats. No one is off limits, even dead people. All right.
What'd you get in trouble for?
It's a long story. I apologize.
No, it wasn't. The guy was focused. He was shooting a video. He had a funny face, and you took a picture and tweeted it.
I made a video because I was getting video of Steph Curry at post game at the goal.
Yeah, I love this.
Talking, and then I look in the background on the video, like as I'm home, and there's some dude who is just so intently staring at his camera. So I made a new video where I just zoomed in on him and posted that, and it didn't go viral. But a lot of people started retweeting it and enjoyed it. And she got mad because that was her stats guy. And I was like, well, if it had been a Warrior stats guy, would you have cared? I was like, look, I'm a stand-up comic. I make fun of everyone. I make fun of my mom. All right? It's going to happen.
All right. The Nature Boy is on his way to the ring. Let's take a quick break. It is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome in and welcome back. Joel Blank on vacation, Shock with Barry and Nick with you till 4 o'clock. And Barry,
yeah,
you all right?
I'm a little pissed. I'm a little angry.
Interesting choice of words.
Yeah. So I've been drinking a lot of water. I'm on my second. How much is this? This is 33.8 fluid ounces of water from the fine city of Ozarka. So, you know, take a quick potty break. Nick happens to have to go as well. No, it's not what you think, guys. Stop it. Let's not even go be childish about this. So we go into the restroom, and there's an intern leaving the restroom. Intern Colby. And he's wearing a Larry Bird jersey, first of all. And he's black. I just want to point that out. He's a black dude wearing a Larry Bird jersey, which is kind of like a black cowboy, like a black horse, like a black guy riding a horse. You don't see that a lot, right? You don't see a lot of black guys riding horses. You don't see a lot of black guys wearing Larry Bird jerseys. So he's rocking a Bird jersey, and he turns to Nick and goes, "Hey, man, I need some headphones." Now, I'm thinking, oh, is this guy famous? Is that Larry Bird? Wow. Who is this that he's coming in demanding headphones from Nick, the producer?
Yeah, and I just
told extraordinaire.
Him, I'm Larry look. Bird.
Yeah. And Nick was very nice.
I'm Larry Bird.
Nick was very nice to Colby Bird. And he was like, bro, maybe you just look around. I don't know. You know, I'm kind of in the middle of doing a show. You know what I mean?
Larry but Bird then needs headphones, man.
So I'm peeing, and Nick is peeing and telling him, yeah, bro, maybe you'll just, you got to look
cross
around.
The streams, did you?
No, it's separate. Shock, you've been in the damn bathroom. We weren't sharing the one urinal. So Colby leaves. And there's this silence that both of us experience at the same time. And Nick goes, Colby, you better still be in this bathroom. And I was like, that nasty MF-er did not wash his hands.
Oh, no.
He walked straight out of the bathroom. And into the intern bullpen and just started touching everything with his hands. And I'm like, bro, so I called him out in front of everybody. And I was like, bro, did you not wash your hands? He goes, yes, I did. I'm like, you're lying. Both of us were in there. Why are you actually lying? You nasty penis hands person.
The headphone comment kind of threw me off, but then I was like, oh, he should have just been looking
for
headphones.
But then he
headphones.
Goes straight, and then he, like, first thing he does is he touches his phone, and I'm like, see, that's a penis phone now. That's exactly what that is. And then I'm like, bro, but you use this computer, you use this mouse and this keyboard that all the interns have to share, and you're just in there touching everything. This is why.
I just realized there's gum under this table.
What?
That's also subhuman.
That's gross. Ugh. I just, like, why? What is people's problem? You have to go in there and touch a computer that you share with 10 other interns. Yeah. Why are you disrespecting your fellow interns? You're nasty, Colby. You're just disgusting.
281 says Barry is absolutely stupid for thinking you're from someplace if you're born there.
What?
You could be just passing through.
You're not. That's not stupid. That's science, dude.
Does anyone consider Shaq to be from San Antonio?
Yeah, if he was born there,
or
yeah.
Kobe to be from France.
Yeah.
No, I'm not buying that. You're from the city that made you who you are. You
know? No, where, you're born where you're from. Where you're born.
Where you're, you know, you became a, you know, whoever you are. You know.
No.
Yeah.
You're born. And by the way, Nick said that my Larry Bird comment was irresponsible. No, that's also science. There are not a lot of Larry Bird jerseys worn by black guys. That's a fact. Is it not?
I mean, outside of the greater Boston metropolitan area?
Yes.
There's not a lot of anybody wearing them, frankly.
No, that's not true.
Science?
Yeah.
Take that for data.
Yeah.
I don't know what to
take
tell
that
you.
For data. Nick, settle down, bro. It's
now,
all,
if you
want to
say
good.
Alexander Ovechkin, I think you're on to something.
Sean Bradley?
But they might be wearing a Wayne Simmons jersey. There are actually more.
Sean Bradley, maybe? No.
No?
No?
I defy you to find one.
The Sean Bradley jersey?
Yeah, they're all being used as chamois somewhere.
Somewhere.
Did intern Kobe put himself on the HR&P hotline? He put himself on hold.
If he called. Did he spell his own name wrong? Kobe?
You know, I think Colby. That's how it is.
Speaking of calls.
I thought it was Colby.
Let's go to Johnny on the HR&P listener line. You want to talk about Varsity Blues. What's up?
Hey, guys. Y'all like that movie, Varsity Blues?
Oh, here we
I
go.
I don't want
Get ready.
Your lie.
Get ready. This is going to be weird. What? Go. What is it, JJ? Go ahead. Make your joke. That's what I thought.
Or don't.
Don't.
Hey, Johnny.
That's the guy that tried to do, I forget what joke he tried to do.
I don't want your life.
Oh, Lord.
All right, let's try and rebound from that. JJ, you want to talk about Ric Flair. What's up?
There you go. Barry knows this will be a quality call, right, Barry?
That's right, JJ. What's up, man?
That's right. Well, a couple things. First, it happens to me every time you're on the air because you make me laugh and stuff, and this caller just said you're wrong. So I'm going to go ahead before I get into my Ric Flair story, which is a legit true story.
Okay.
I was born in Charleston, South Carolina, and I've been around the country quite a bit in my life. And every time somebody asks me where I'm from, I say Charleston, South Carolina.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Barry on the science there. That's my 2 cents, and I'm backing you all the way on that one, Barry.
Appreciate it.
All right, now my Ric Flair story. First of all, have y'all ever noticed Ric Flair's daughter, who I have met in real life?
Charlotte.
You guys have seen her, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, that's strong quality chick right there. I don't know where Ric got those genes from, but holy cow, you have to meet her in person. But my story, when I grew up in South Carolina back in the early 80s, my sister, who's older than me's best friend, dated Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. You guys remember him?
What?
Yes,
I used to love me some Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
I used to hang out with him, and he was best friends with Ric Flair and Paul Jones and Chief Wahoo McDaniels. And so you know those names. I'm telling you the truth. So I remember when I was 13 years old, I got in a limo with Ric after a match in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And you know how he always at the shows had all those just like, porn-looking chicks hanging all right over him, and, you know, Nature Boy Ric Flair taking to the Love Mountain, Space Mountain. Remember all that?
Yep.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, those are all real. That guy pulled more than Elvis. It was unbelievable.
You were how old?
Ric was the man when it came to... I mean, his limit was always full of different women.
God.
Unbelievable.
Interesting.
Hey, I'm serious. Pulled more wool than Elvis. Can I say that on the radio?
You just did,
you just
JJ.
Did.
Appreciate the call,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, JJ. But like I said, the one time I saw him, he was driving a Delta 88 that
was he
rented at BWI. So yeah, my experience was a little bit different.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's. Is Quentin? Did Quentin just drop, or is he there?
No, he's there if you want.
Okay.
Q, what's up?
Hey, guys. First of all, Michael, thanks for taking my call. Secondly, Kobe, that is so disrespectful on so many levels that I don't even want to touch that subject. But secondly, I'm eating a bag of chips right now, waiting to walk into work, and I have just realized I haven't washed my hands since using that computer. So put that image in my head.
Have another chip.
How does Kobe taste?
It tastes like potato skins, chili cheese flavored.
Are they a little saltier than usual?
Oh
no!
Yeah, well, okay. Quentin, that's your boy, Kobe. Enjoy that.
Yeah,
enjoy using
Kobe,
that.
Kobe, you know I don't appreciate it, but you know what? You don't taste all that bad considering I probably.
Oh my God, Quentin, you're off the
drop.
You're out of here.
832 says I was born in Cincinnati, but have spent more than half my life in Houston. I'm from Cincinnati, but I'm a Texan. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about specific to. You know, like Nelly. Well, they say he left when he was 7. That's one thing. You can say you're authentically from San Antonio. I was born in West Germany. I left when I was 5 months old. I don't say I'm from Germany.
You are, though.
I'm from
that's
suburban Baltimore.
From.
That's where I spent 35 years of my life.
Because I say I was born and raised in Houston.
You can say that.
That's what I say.
You're from Houston.
Yeah, because I was born here.
I'm not from Germany.
All right, we're just arguing in a circle.
Good Lord, because you're an idiot.
Ashton said Larry Bird isn't white, man. He's clear. Ashton's black, by the way, so I know everyone wanted to be all up in arms about my statement.
He, unlike you, has a card.
Yes, he does.
Larry Bird.
He absolutely
does. He probably has no problem with the size of Serena Williams' ass.
No. Not at all.
Larry Legend. That's why they call him the legend.
Yep.
Let's take a quick break. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Before I got high. Come on, y'all. Check it out.